We have Sheriff Tom Allman on the air for us to give us an update on the meeting that PG&E just had with the Sheriff's Department. Tom.
Rich, good morning.
We hear you. Go ahead, Tom. What exactly transpired at this meeting?
Well, basically, it's a lot of information is dependent upon the ever-changing weather. I want people to understand that there's nothing cast in stone of exactly what's going to happen, because there's a event coming in tomorrow where we're going to have winds upwards of 60 miles an hour tomorrow afternoon. And 60 miles an hour doesn't mean that PG&E is power lines are going to be the only thing affected. It certainly could cause branches to fall, maybe trees to fall, and other damage. So I guess what I'm saying is this event is not caused by PG&E. This is a weather-related event that PG&E is making sure that in the areas where they have the transmission lines going through, they don't want arcing, they don't want another fire. And so that's what's happening here. And so what PG&E has told us, and National Weather Service was on the line with us, everything is unfortunately predicted to be accurate for the winds coming from the north. And that's important, because during the fires we had in 17 and 18, the winds we had came from the east. And so these fires are coming from Alaska, and they're going to be a little cooler, but they're still going to be pretty strong. So let's talk about how this is going to affect us. There are some maps, very clear maps of where the power could go out in phase one and phase two. And I know not everybody has the internet, but if you do, if you go to pge.com, so just three letters, pge.com, and click on the public safety power shutoff, you can put in your address. And with your address, it will tell you how this public safety power shutoff is going to affect your house, your business. And that's very important. And another very important website is mcoe.us, and that's Mendocino County Office of Education, mcoe.us, because there is a possibility that some schools are going to be closed tomorrow, or some schools are going to have half days. And mcoe.us will give you that information, but it's being updated constantly, and it's going to tell you, hopefully, tomorrow morning, whether or not they're school. So as far as the information we received today, it's very clear that there's some specialists on there that are weather specialists that are predicting where this event's going to happen, and we are going to have another phone conference call at noon, and the conference call is going to include the State Office of Emergency Services, as well as all the affected counties. The Sheriff's Office is setting up our call center. We expect to have our call center up and running before phase one goes into effect, which is tonight at midnight, and then phase two goes into effect is tomorrow, starting at noon, but could go until 4 in the morning. And it's not just shutting the power off, but it's PG&E having to find out when they can re-energize the lines, because each line has to be inspected. And some of them are going to be inspected by helicopters and so forth. So if somebody has a tree over a line or a branch on a line, please do what you would normally do. Call 911. But 911 is for emergencies and for immediate events. And if it's just your power that goes out, you don't need to call PG&E, or you don't need to call 911, because this is very predictable that's going to happen. And so we are going to have extra dispatchers on duty. The county has set up our call center. The city of Ukiah, and this is very important, the city of Ukiah is one customer from PG&E. So while the city does have its own power company, so to speak, it's owned by the city, if this is going to affect the city, if the PG&E lines are cut off to the city, it's going to have a big effect. So don't think that just because you live in the city of Ukiah that you're not going to be affected by this. You are going to be affected by this. But it's interesting. PG&E added some towns here today, but they didn't increase the numbers. And I'll tell you what that means. They said Willits and Fort Bragg could be affected, but I think what they're talking about there, mainly, Rich, is there's going to be fingers of transmission lines that might go into Willits or might go into Fort Bragg. But I am doubting that the entire towns of Willits and Fort Bragg will be included. But if you want more information, go to pge.com and look at the map, the PSPS map, and you'll get all the information there. And if there's any changes, we, the Sheriff's Office, will be in touch with our local media to give them the information they need so we can get it out as soon as possible.
Sheriff Allman, did you have the chance to get any clarification about the expansion of the area that they think will be under potential power shutoff into Fort Bragg and Willits and other parts of Ukiah?
Well, as I said, we believe it's just some certain fingers that go in there because they didn't increase the number of residents and business that are going to be out. And they're predicted 6,000 customers will be affected by the entire public safety power shutoff. And so what they're doing now is they're refining the maps to find out exactly where they believe these are going to happen. So when we say Fort Bragg and Willits, we're not talking about the whole towns of Fort Bragg and Willits, the whole cities. We're talking about just the areas, but the map is going to be very specific in giving you geographically what businesses, what customers are going to be affected.
Terrific. And we can find those maps at pge.com?
Yep, under PSPS. They are listed. I looked at them today on the pge.com, and there's no secret information. We are giving you, and we're asking PG&E to give everybody as much information as possible so there's no surprises.
One of the issues we're hearing from our listeners is about the kind of discrepancy between what seems like a red flag fire warning weather report and versus coming from PG&E versus the weather service. It seems like it's going to be pretty cold tonight. It doesn't seem like fire conditions are being reported by the weather service. Did you talk with PG&E about the discrepancy there?
Well, National Weather Service was on the phone call. We talked about that. You know, today is the 2-year anniversary from the fire in 2017, where we had 9 people die in a couple hours. And I'm going to hedge on the side of caution on this one and say that temperature itself is not the factor that causes fires to go or not. It's the relative humidity.
Yeah.
And as you know, our relative humidity is fairly low. It's not as low as it was 2 years ago, but it's certainly not a safe relative humidity. So I'm not going to get into a discrepancy of, you know, it's this or that. I'm telling you, I believe there's going to be 60-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow, and 60-mile-an-hour winds should be a concern for everybody in living in a rural community with transmission lines going across mountains and so forth.
Tom, is Facebook still the best place for people to get caught up on the latest that you have?
Rich, it's the first place we put information out. Nixle, please register your cell phone with Nixle. Mm-hmm. If you want to register your cell phone, you go to MendocinoSheriff.com and you click on the emergency warning, and it takes just 5 minutes, and we will contact cell phones. But remember, Rich, that many of our cell towers in our county are supplied by PG&E.
Sure.
So if people have a false sense of security that their battery's full and so forth on their cell phone, if power goes out, there's a possibility that cell towers are not going to be working here. And that's why,
sure,
to just go off on a little tangent here, that's why the supervisors and I have been working very hard to make sure that all incoming cell towers have backup energy, to where when this happens, we're going to have at least 12 hours of solar energy stored during the night, and so we can get it back in the daytime. But it's very important to realize not all cell towers have backup energy right now.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you, Tom. We really appreciate you taking the time to inform our public on what's going on. And, of course, I know you'll give us the latest. For the latest, if you have Internet access, you can follow the Sheriff's Facebook page for the latest information. And, of course, keep listening to KZYX as Tom will be updating us, and we'll be updating you just as soon as we get the information. Thank you very much, Tom.
Perfect. All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you both. Bye.